Rebecca News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 30, Pretoria 31, Polokwane en Mbombela 29 grade. President Cyril Ramaphosa sê die nasionale regering sal met munisipaliteite in Gauteng saamwerk om dienslewering in die provinsie te verbeter. Die president vergader tans saam met sy kabinet en lede van die Gautengse regering. Dit vorm deel van 'n oorsigbesoek, Cliff Shiko berig.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has highlighted some of the challenges facing the province, including water, crime, bad financial management and lack of service delivery. Ramaphosa says if these challenges are not addressed, it will be a step back from what has already been achieved.
There are recurring problems across Gauteng. Some of these include the issue of governance failures, that is. Some of them include financial management or mismanagement. Some of them include crime and lawlessness, as well as unreliable service delivery.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
Nomsa sal vandag 'n optog na die stad Tshwane se kantore lei. Dit is om 'n memorandum van eise aan burgemeester Nasipi Moyo te oorhandig. Nomsa se Pakamela Slubi Majola.
Diori is one of the companies which was contracted to Tshwane Rapid Transport Services, also known as Arieng. At the end of December last year, the city terminated the contract and promised to absorb all workers in different parts of its operations. It also promised to pay money to Diori for the retrenchment packages for workers. None of these promises have been fulfilled.
Die Sadkaapstad het sy kragnetwerk vir privaat kragverkope en handel geopen. Meer as 500.800 kilowattuur se elektrisiteit is reeds opgewek. Burgemeester John Hill Lewis.
Wheeling allows participants to buy electricity directly from producers or licensed energy traders using the existing municipal grid infrastructure, and it is now live and active in Cape Town. This is an exciting leap forward to build energy security in our city and diversify our electricity supplier base beyond Eskom.
Die polisie in Mpumalanga het 'n soektog van stapel gestuur na verdagtes wat betrokke was by die moord op 'n bekende pastoor, radiopersoonlikheid en sakeman vermoor is. Die motief vir die voorval is nog onbekend, polisie woordvoerder Donald Medoli.
The motive for his killing is unknown at this stage. Police will work around the clock to ensure that the perpetrators are brought to book. Anyone with information that may assist, are urged to call our crime stop number 08600111. Send information via my subs app.
En ten slotte, Amerika se nasionale sekuriteitsraadgewer Mike Waltz het bevestig dat president Donald Trump nie meer sekere intelligensie met Oekraïne deel nie. Dit volg pas nadat Amerika militêre hulp aan Kiev voorlopig gestaak is. Amerika het Oekraïne van intelligensie voorsien sedert die oorlog in 2022 begin het. Ek is Chanel Septima, our top story at this hour. President Cyril Ramaphosa says the National Government of Unity will collaborate with municipalities in Gauteng to enhance service delivery in the province.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
How are you doing? Where have you been? I've been practicing this moment for like 20-something years in my head. It's nice to meet you. That's what I said. You said, baby, this is gonna be a movie scene we'll never forget. Sometimes I'll rerun those 16 seasons for the rest.